Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's going to be a great show. We have with us in the studio Keith Carlos. You might remember that we were supposed to have him about 3 weeks ago, and he missed his flight because of, didn't get through security fast enough, I guess. I don't know. Hey, Keith, what'd you do? Did you have some, like, a switchblade or something? What'd you have, like, a little pocket knife, or what happened?
Well, I was traveling during the holiday, so.
Everybody else was traveling during the holidays,
right,
too, right? You forgot
bad
about
idea.
That?
Yeah,
bad idea. Well, we're happy that you made it in. And hey, before we get started with Keith, and by the way, he is the first male winner of America's Next Top Model. He also used to be an NFL football player, spent a year with the Eagles and a year with the Jets?
New York Giants.
Giants. Ooh, that was a bad thing, right, if you're from New York.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, can't mess that up.
Sorry to all the Giants fans. And then he is in a couple of movies, upcoming movies, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But anyway, hey, before we get started, let me just remind you, you might remember that I had talked about helping me help Rotary by buying a Win with Rotary calendar. It's a 2016 calendar. They're $20. You might wonder, why would you pay for a calendar? It's because you have chances to win your money back besides helping Rotary. So I know it's mid-January almost, but you still have 350 to 356 chances to not only win your money back, but to win hundreds of dollars because each calendar is numbered and each day of the year, when the Ohio Lottery does their pick three number drawing, if that matches your calendar, you'll get a check. All right, so call my office at 262-9588 and order yours today. All right, and before we, well, let me just remind you, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If we want to follow Keith on Twitter, what do, Keith?
You follow me at Keith underscore Carlos.
Keith underscore Carlos.
There you go.
Awesome. And then if you want to go to my Facebook page, it's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. It's Keith Carlos.
Just that's it. That's simple.
Keith Carlos, that's my.
Okay. And everybody can spell that. That's
yes.
Amazing. See, I have, you probably know that people can't spell my last name.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Because you misspelled it this morning.
Right. that was out of love.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Anyway. All right. So I mentioned a little bit about what. Okay. Now tell me about the upcoming movies. And by the way, if you are watching the show, because you can go to ustreamtv.com. Or you can go to thereasonswesmile.com and watch. And there's a picture right up there now of Keith, who is modeling. He's got his shirt off, so you women might want to go there.
Oh, yeah.
And later on, what we're going to do is when we do our Dr. Kvitko question of the day, all of the people who call in, the first four callers, will get a free autograph picture of that from Keith. And then, of course, the winner, main winner, gets the free flowers. But okay, so tell me about the movies. What have you been up to since we last saw you?
Well, I've been working a lot consistently with the modeling, of course, but I am now dipping and dabbling into the acting world. I'm in the upcoming movie, Chocolate City 2. It's written and directed by Jean-Claude Lemaire. They did an awesome job with this cast. And it's a drama. It's going to be very exciting, very entertaining for the ladies. If you don't know about Chocolate City, it's basically Magic Mike on steroids. And It's about a male exotic group who we basically go to Vegas to compete.
Wait a minute, you said that really fast. A male exotic group? Is that what you said?
Dancing group.
Dancing
yes.
group. Oh, like the Chippendales.
Yeah, but better.
But better, okay.
But better, yeah.
On steroids.
On steroids. And
okay.
Yeah, we go to Vegas to compete for $500,000 to keep our club open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So a lot of laughs, a lot of cries, and there's a lot of sexy.
Cool. And some of the photos that we're scrolling on thereasonswesmile.com right now are from their back scene photos, right?
Yeah,
behind
BTS,
the scenes?
Behind the scenes, yep.
Okay. So I see one where you guys all have a beer bottle. Everybody's, you're like toasting a beer bottle. Everybody's got a beer bottle into the middle?
Yeah.
Is that when you were on camera or was that when you were taking a break?
Yes, that's actually when we were on camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were toasting to, you'll see when you see the movie.
Okay. And when's it coming out?
It's actually coming out this summer.
In this summer?
Yeah, okay. To be announced.
Okay, to be announced. Yeah. So sometime early, not early, but like late spring, early summer 2016?
Yes, most definitely. If you you follow me on my Instagrams and my Twitter, I'll keep you updated with that.
We didn't mention your Instagram.
Keith Carlos. Just Keith Carlos? Keith Carlos.
At Keith Carlos.
Yeah,
okay.
Easy to find.
Easy to find. Okay, so now what kind of role do you have? Do you have like a big part, a little part?
Yes, I have a principal role. I'm one of the main dancers in the movie.
Really? You can dance?
Yeah, I can dance.
You can dance.
Now. You didn't watch Top Model? I dance all through the show.
I'm just making fun. But what about, how'd you learn to dance exotically? I mean, was there a choreographer? What happened with that?
You know, I come from a long line of strippers. So, no, I'm playing. there's a lot of choreography behind the scenes and hours and hours of practice, you know. So we have some great routines that you guys are going to love.
So do you find yourself when you go to clubs, you start breaking into those moves?
Yes, yes, I do. It's kind of like embedded in me now.
And the name of it is?
Chocolate City 2.
Because I keep getting it wrong, so I don't think I'm ever going to say it.
Chocolate Warrior.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, what is that?
Come on. I don't know.
That could be my stage name, actually.
Chocolate Warrior. All right, now, and that's not the only movie, though. Aren't you filming another one? Or didn't you just film another one?
Oh, yeah, I also filmed. It's an independent film called Like Family.
Like Family.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm playing a private investigator.
It's not Chocolate Family or anything?
Chocolate Family. No, this one is like totally different from that. I'm playing a private investigator, and I'm basically solving the case, and I end up falling for a client. And we're trying to keep it professional while I'm solving their case, and it's going to be a series, so look out for that as well, and I'll keep you updated with that on my social handles.
Oh, it could be a series?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, I have a reoccurring role as well. So,
cool. Something more for TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or the small screen, they call it these days.
Right.
Okay. Something for the small screen.
Yeah.
All right. And that's Like Family.
Like Family.
Awesome. Now, you came to Columbus. We flew in, Friday morning. I picked up at the airport at, 5:30 or some crazy time?
Oh, man. Yes.
And then...
I haven't been asleep since.
And we did some dental work. So, you know, I appreciate that you travel so far to come and have me do your dental work, because you probably flew over about 175,000 other dental offices on your way.
Most definitely.
So that's very important to me, and I take that seriously. As you know, I want to do a great job for you. And so what we were doing was we were following up on what we started.
Okay.
When was that? About 5-6 months ago,
six
probably.
Months ago.
Yeah, because we, besides doing a root canal and crown and all that stuff and some fillings, we placed a couple implants, did bone grafting, lifted your sinuses. People don't know what that means, but it's surgery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where we cut a little hole in the side. And
it's not as bad as it sounds to people.
That's good. That's good. And then now that the implants were healed, it was time to put the crowns on. And so we started that on Friday, and it's now Sunday. And then when we get off the air, we're going to go over to the office and hopefully put the final stage on, which is getting you the crown so that when you smile, you don't have that hole in your smile.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah, because if we haven't already, I think we got a picture at the office where we had him smile big, and you can see he's missing a tooth, and you wouldn't think somebody who's starring in a movie that you can see when you smile would be missing a tooth. But something happened when you were younger. Parents didn't either take you to the dentist or somebody. I think you told me it was you had a cavity, and they said, okay, well, we need to pull it. Nobody even suggested to you that they could save it by doing a root canal, right?
Exactly.
And that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to fix my smile and steer me in the right direction to keep my teeth.
Yeah, and interestingly enough about Keith, although he has a gorgeous smile, he really came to me for regular care, for put my mouth back the way it was, get rid of my cavities, right? Get rid of the holes. And you think that all the Hollywood types are interested in his cosmetics. And honestly, that's what mostly they are.
Right.
It really is.
Exactly.
Because I've worked on others who, you know, no, just fix the front. The fact that I have an abscess over here or a broken one over there, they don't seem to care about that. And at some point, I think they do. And, you know, I think we famously saw, Jessica Simpson, you know, getting a root canal by Dr. Dorfman. a friend of mine, Dr. Dorfman. And it's like, why does she need a root canal? If she had taken care of her teeth, she wouldn't be needing it, right?
Exactly.
She was putting off that cavity. Not a good thing to do. So, okay, now, let's see. What I want to do is I want to remind people that, because, you know, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day real soon, and I always try to make it as easy as I can. I know it's early. And so when we do it, you may want to remember that Keith is in town because he came to me as his dentist, flew in from LA on Friday. We did some dental work, and we're going to go back to my office and do more. Okay? That's basically it. So why don't we, before we do the question, we're going to ask you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And before I do that, I forgot to say that besides winning free flowers, the winner, the primary winner, is going to get free flowers. But the first four callers are all going to win something, and that's going to be an autographed photo of Keith Carlos's modeling photo that is scrolling at thereasonswesmile.com. And if you're not watching, you can see it later. But anyway, so it's worth it to call, because even if you don't win the flowers, you are going to win something. And here is the question. Why is Keith Carlos in Columbus today? Is it A, because he lives here? B, because he was filming a movie in Mansfield, Ohio? C, because he has a modeling gig in town? Or D, because he flew in from L.A. to have Dr. Kavitko do his dental work? All right. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Tell them make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming. Gleaming. I stand up. Let me see your grill.
Let me see my what?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. In the studio with me is Keith Carlos, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, the upcoming star of a movie, which we've talked about a little bit. And in looking at his bio, I'm trying to, my printer messed up, so I keep missing things. Chocolate City 2. But anyway, so the question was, why is Keith Carlos in Columbus today? Is it because he lives here? because he was filming a movie in Mansfield, Ohio, because he has a modeling gig in town, or because he flew from L.A. to have Dr. Kavicko do his dental work. On the phone with us, we have Sarah, Jay, Crystal, and Tara. And let's go with Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you today?
Pretty good, young man. Pretty good. I want to thank you for the calendars I picked up.
Oh, that's right. Jay came to the office and bought a calendar, so hopefully
two calendars.
Two of them.
I'm
going to
buy two more next month unless you run out. Hopefully
okay.
You run out.
Awesome. Thanks for doing that. Hey, do you have the answer to Dr. Kavicko's question of the day?
Well, I was in the bathroom. I heard from a dentist. I'm going to say, like most of your patients that come from L.A., probably going to do some dental work with Tony or yourself.
Good guess, Jay. That's awesome. Thank you so much for listening and for getting that right. So you stay on the line, all right? And we're going to get your information to make sure you get this. And then Sarah and Crystal and Tara, you stay on the line too because we have to mail you that free autographed picture of Keith. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. All right. So let's see. Give this back to my producer. There she goes. And now, okay, Keith, now, like I mentioned, my printer kind of messed up. Sorry about that. But You you're still doing modeling, right?
Yes.
Do modeling, you do acting, you do dancing. Do you sing?
Yes, I sing, but it doesn't sound good.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm a great singer.
You're a great singer in the shower? And you do some philanthropic things. Tell me about that.
I've teamed up with Strides of LA for breast cancer awareness. I hosted the Survivor's Tent. For breast cancer awareness when they had...
Oh, awesome. So they had all the survivors, and were you, as the host, you greeted all of them and introduced yourself and, like, got to meet them?
Yeah, I greeted them, took pictures. We exchanged stories. It was just great to connect with them and to hear about their struggles and, you know, to encourage them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are amazing people, aren't they?
Oh, man.
I mean, there's something about being stricken with cancer that somehow almost makes these people... happier. I know that's hard to say, but they feel like they've connected with what life really is. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
And they're grateful for every second, for every little thing. They tell people they love them. If they love them, they don't keep it to themselves. They never say something like, well, he knows I love him. You know what I mean? It's like they tell them every day. So I'm not saying, I wouldn't want to be stricken with cancer just to have that awareness, but they're really neat to be around.
Yeah. What touched me was how happy these people were, you know, full of smiles, full of joy, full of positivity, and just the energy they gave off was amazing.
So then you feed off of that, and that's why you love doing it, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then Dr. Kavicko, you know, he perfected my smile, so.
Makes us, gives you a, well, you know what, especially now, after today, when we fill in that hole, you won't have to, like, turn to one side of the camera,
angle
right? Because you've had to have your left side facing the camera because that's where the hole isn't as visible.
Yeah, I have to work my angles. I wouldn't have to work my angles anymore.
Yeah, you actually have two holes, one on each side, but the one on the left is further back, so easier hidden. But if you laugh out loud or you put your mouth back, people can see that hole. And, I mean, it's hard enough to act and dance and do all that stuff. You don't want to have to be thinking about that, right?
Right, right. No more half smiles.
Awesome. Now, you're wearing a cap, which looks kind of new, and I know you were in a fraternity when you went to University of Purdue, right?
Yes.
Or Purdue University.
Purdue University.
Yeah, they said.
Boiler Up.
Is that?
Boiler Up.
That's what they call it? And what fraternity are you in?
Kappa Alpha Psi.
Okay.
Yes, Fraternity Incorporated. We actually just had a Founders Day January 5th. So
where was that?
That's like our national day. That's
so you everybody came to Purdue?
No, it's around the world. So that's the day we were founded. So everyone just, you know, we celebrate. It's our day.
Okay. And my daughter went to Purdue for a year, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She did her internship. She's a veterinarian. So right out of vet school, she went there for 1 year.
Nice.
So I've been to that little tiny town. I've seen both restaurants.
So you touched greatness. It's not that bad.
Isn't it?
It's a college town. It's nice. It was great. I had a great time at Purdue.
That's good. That's good. So now you grew up in Connecticut, right? You were born in Connecticut?
Yes.
And grew up there?
Yes, I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Bridgeport. And my understanding is your early years weren't exactly the most nurturing, the best. And I want to talk about a little bit that with you, if you're okay with that.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Because you're so successful now. Your star is rising. You're a very pleasant person, very talented, just fun to be around. And I don't know if people would really even think for a moment that it wasn't always that way, or that,
right,
you know, you very easily could have gone a different direction. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. Let me see. Let's do this. Let's go to a commercial break, and then more with Keith Carlos and The Reasons You Smile when we come back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. I have Keith Carlos in the studio with me. When we leave here today, we're going to go and do some more dental work on Keith, but he's just so wonderful to come in and let me like poke at him and prod at him and still get up early and be on the show and smile and all that. So I really do appreciate that, Keith. I mean, I think you probably would have preferred to sleep in today, wouldn't you?
No, I appreciate you. I can't wait to go through this. It's going to be great.
Well, okay, well, I can't tell if he's kidding or not, but
you know, I'm sarcastic.
But I think he knows at least the results and why he's here. So that's cool. So before the break, we talked about how we were going to. I want to talk a little bit about your childhood. So you're born in what town in Connecticut again?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, you know, early years, and then you know, high school and college and so on. So like, what's your family situation? What was it?
Well, growing up in Bridgeport, first off, Bridgeport is an urban community. It's actually the number 9th most dangerous city in the United States.
Wow.
So growing up was really tough. I come from a single parent household, first in my family to go to college.
Wow.
Or to achieve anything that I have and at that level. So I feel everything that I've been through growing up pretty much prepared me for the success I'm having now.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to do anything over because it made you who you are today, and yet it could have just as easily, you could have wound up in drugs or a gang, right? All kinds of stuff.
Most definitely. I didn't make any excuses. I kind of had to think outside the box and achieve things I couldn't see.
Now, you're single parent, I assume that means your mom raised you?
Yes.
Okay. How did you ever know your dad? Or
I knew him. I knew of him, but I didn't know him personally.
Okay.
As I started to get to know him personally in college, actually, he passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that was tough. You know, it was another obstacle I had to overcome to get to where I am today, so.
Right. Now, you went to college, though. How'd you manage that? Because if you grew up in a poor household, I think you just said, and how'd you get to college?
How did I get to college? Actually, things wasn't always squeaky clean. My mom actually got incarcerated. So at that time, I knew I had to change some things I was doing because I wanted to make her life easier while she was going through.
How old were you when she went to prison?
I was, I want to say 14.
Oh, wow. Talking about having 14. To be the man of the house. At a young age, wow.
Yeah, I ended up moving in with my grandmother and, you know, staying in a two-bedroom apartment with my brothers and sisters.
How many people were living there at the time?
About six.
Six of you in a two-bedroom apartment. Wow.
Yeah, we had to, you know, share a room, et cetera. But I got to college because of my hard work and persistence and sticking with football. And, you know, it taught me the discipline I needed to get there.
So you played college football?
Yes.
At Purdue, and was that a scholarship then?
Yes, it was. I actually went to a junior college coming out of high school, Lackawanna College in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And out of there, I had several Division I scholarships, and I chose Purdue.
Awesome. So that allowed you to, get up and go get that college degree, but you didn't really like football, did you?
I really didn't. I was always good at it. However, I knew that it served a bigger purpose than, my own likes at the time.
Right.
So I kind of just stuck with it.
You felt like it was your ticket out?
Yes. Yes, wow. Most definitely it was.
But, you still had to study. You still had to get grades, and it's hard when they have you in practice and weightlifting and all that stuff, conditioning, right?
Yeah, it's very hard. They pretty much put your whole day together for you,
yeah.
And you just got to, roll with it.
Wow. Well, that's really a cool story. And then after Purdue, you got in the NFL. Were you drafted?
No, I was, more obstacles.
More obstacles? Yeah. What happened?
I had a good senior year, but also got hurt, and I got picked up by the Eagles as a free agent. So, with the Eagles, I ended up getting hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I spent the whole year and a half trying to get back into the league.
Right.
And I ended up with New York Giants, and then I got hurt again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I pretty much prayed about it. I was asking for direction, and I got the opportunity to go on America's Next Top Model, and that pretty much structured where I am right now.
Cool. That's cool. Now, did you have all those tattoos when you were in the NFL, or those come later?
I actually got my first tattoo when I was 14, turning 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't gotten a tattoo since I was 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the big one on your chest is from old. It's an old one.
Yeah. I had no plans on modeling or acting. Kinda. So just happened.
Cool. Yeah. Well, hey, keep doing what you're doing because it's working.
Most definitely.
He's gotta, and just real quickly, tell me any famous people in your cell phone address book? Tell me who you got in there. Besides me.
Besides you. I have Monica Hargrove.
Monica Hargrove, the athlete, the track and field
athlete,
person?
Yes.
She's going to be in the Olympics, maybe?
Yeah.
Will she run the 400 meter?
400, yes.
400, okay. Yeah. Who else?
Myself.
Yourself?
I call myself sometimes. I got to keep him intact.
No, don't you have Dave Chappelle or something? Or
who's that? What do you mean?
Oh, he's kidding. No, he's giving me grief.
Right.
That's okay. That's okay.
My phone book.
Honestly, you lost his phone and you lost some of those contacts, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah, so if you're supposed to be in Keith Carlos's phone, call him or text him.
Or direct message me on
Instagram.
Right.
How can they text you? They don't know your new number.
You can hit me on social media.
Okay. Hit him up. All right.
I see it.
That sounds good. So anything you want to anything you want to say before we, because we have like about a minute.
About a minute.
Yeah. What do you want to say to your fans?
Everyone, I appreciate your support. And we have a lot coming up this year. Stay in tune with me, and you can follow my Instagram at Keith Carlos, my Facebook at Keith Carlos, and my Twitter at Keith_Carlos.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep you in tune with everything that's going on, and it's going to be a great year for the both of us, or all of us.
Awesome, and you're known around the world now. Next Top Model is in how many countries?
Oh, man, it's over, I want to say 200.
200. There are 200 countries? I didn't even know that, but it's all over the world, huh? Wow.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome. So, and what we'll do is stay in touch, and when you have a release date, let me know, and we'll announce it on the air so people can go to the theater and check you out, okay?
Sure thing.
That sounds cool. All right, Keith, well, again, and thanks for getting up, being on the show. I don't know if we're going to have time to feed you or not before we go and take you to the dental office, but we'll talk about that off the air. Hey, next week, we're going to have a great show. It's really going to be cool. I took a tour. I got a guided tour of the James Cancer Hospital and Soul Love Research Institute with its physician-in-chief, Dr. Richard Goldberg. And it's probably going to be a two-part show because he gave me this really cool tour, in-depth tour. I know so much about the James that I didn't know, and I want to bring it to you guys. It's going to be probably next week and the week after. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Kvitko, and go to my office Facebook page. And again, if you want to buy one of those Winworth Rotary calendars, call 262-9588. And otherwise, be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Dope.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.